with. I mean, people don't think I go to that. I train with this guy several times a week, at least. Listen.
Senator Brown, I'm going to text you later. We'll decide which triathlon we'll do this weekend. So I'll get you. Listen to that laugh.
Yeah. Senator... Jim, a triathlon for you is like getting off the couch, going to the refrigerator, and then going back to the couch.
That was really unkind. His bipartisan vote 2 days ago preserved tax breaks for 98% of Americans. Good morning and welcome, Senator Scott Brown.
Well, thank you, Jim. It's actually 99% of the Americans. And listen, we both have something in common. And
What's that?
After today, we'll both be unemployed.
That is correct.
I have a television show at night. What do you have, Senator Brown?
I have National Guard duty, too. So I guess
perfect.
We're semi-unemployed. All right.
But, Senator, here is the important question here, because Jim does now have a barn coat that looks oddly familiar to yours, and he has a pair of sunglasses that look oddly familiar to the ones I've seen you wear. When I looked across the studio and would see Jim Browdy's face light up, I knew he was getting a text message from Senator Brown. Will you still text him once in a while, Senator?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, Senator Brown, I want you to know, I was depressed when I first heard that the radio show here was going to end today. But then I decided I would listen to the inspiring words, actually, of you in your final speech on the floor of the Senate. Let's just listen to this.
Yeah, I know. What you're saying. Go ahead.
Here it is.
As I've said many times before, temporary victory and defeat is temporary.
One of those things is temporary.
Is it? Victory and defeat is only temporary, depending on how you look at it. Absolutely.
Now, mm-hmm. Senator Brown, when you said you were kind enough to call, and I promised you no politics, so no politics, when will you be announcing for John Kerry's seat, Senator Brown?
Well, I'll tell you what, they're making it awfully tempting. How you got Ed Markey? Does he still live here?
I didn't recognize him, frankly, when I saw him in the paper, Senator Brown. I didn't know who he was.
Well, you got to check the travel record. Now, I've come back and forth every weekend almost for 3 years, and I see most of the delegation. I've never seen Ed on the airplane ever.
Now, Marjorie, before Senator Brown, this is our last appearance on the show. Do you want to apologize to him for any of the horrible things you've said about him? He said, really?
Pick one.
I know you've been mad at me once or twice, or
so
maybe,
go say
maybe
I apologize.
Three or four times. Whatever I said, Senator, I didn't mean it.
Okay. Sorry.
Okay.
Listen,
please.
As you know, if you're going to be in this business, you got to have a thick skin. So, listen, I understand it's... You got to get the ratings. You got to sell the papers. You got to, I'm shocked, quite frankly, that they're changing the format there. I don't know how. Like, we need another music station in Boston, really?
Well, Senator, I think the important thing is, will you take Jim out maybe every 6 months or so for just a cup of Dunkin'?
Oh, absolutely.
Good.
Absolutely.
Hey,
this
Scott.
Is the beginning.
You've been great to us in all seriousness. The debates, the appearances, we really appreciate it. Wish you a lot of good luck, Senator Scott.
Yeah, I wish
Brown.
You guys luck, too. I'll be curious to see what's next for you guys.
Thanks
and
so much, Senator.
And for you,
Senator,
too,
we
Senator Scott Brown. Thank you very
Senator
much for joining
Scott
us.
Scott Brown.
He's been on with so many times. He's been such a great guest.
It's
okay, we're going to take a break for traffic and weather with Matt Late on News Talk 96.9. Then we're going to hear snippets of my stupendous performance promoting the Jim and Marjorie show and other TV shows. Plus, we're going to be joined by Attorney General Martha Coakley for a dramatic reading of an original poem we wrote just for her. On it.